You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, beautiful ones, Wisdom Tribe, the magnificent soul that you are. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here for another show. We have a really great show planned for you because we have someone who many of you know, and I'll be introducing her in just a moment. But one thing that many of you know her for are her wizard-like intuitive readings. So this is going to be a big part of the show, having those intuitive readings. So that's going to be a big part. So make sure you put your questions in the question box or star 2 to raise your hand. But before we get going, thank you again, everyone, for showing up, for being here, for being in the collective energy. You know, this particular season is about activating points of light. It's about weaving the web of light together, realizing that each and every one of us truly are those little points of light on the greater web of overall consciousness. I almost see each other or see ourselves as like fireflies, you know, and you see that when you walk. If you've ever seen fireflies, you walk down a forest path, and it's all dark at night, and all of a sudden the fireflies just light up, and you can feel that energy. Everyone goes, oh my, wow. And I feel that way when we get together, and we are that way. We're stronger together. We're more powerful together. We can do more good together when we're all contributing, all showing up, all shining our lights, and that's exactly what the show is about. And you'll see that as we talk through this today, that, you know, working with your body and healing is such an important part, really, of becoming that point of light, really becoming that integral part of the golden grid of grace on the infinity grid, the collective consciousness, whatever you choose to associate it with or even call it, it really doesn't matter. So let us all right now, I can feel already the ancient ones are already stepping in, supporting us. So we invoke the ancient ones, we invoke the ascended masters, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us and open our hearts. And thank you for bringing us all together. So thank you again. I'm Ian Shelley, and this is Wisdom of the Ancients. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Amanda Hopkins is an international expert in identifying deficient energy flow in the body that impairs function and creates dis-ease. She's known for her clairvoyant ability to penetrate deeply into the root cause and immediately identify the main elements causing illness. Amanda has a unique and powerful process of intuitively mapping points in your body systems that are collectively undermining vitality and depleting your body's energetic resources. And that's so important to find because that's undermining your ability to shine your light. With her keen intuitive mastery and wizard-like abilities, Amanda has supported hundreds of people with restoring energy flow so their body can repair itself and recover its high-level vitality. Ultimately, as a certified intuitive strategist, NLP, and Academy Master Teacher, that's Academy for the Soul Master Teacher, she assists and provides you with the tools to create inner stability for lasting whole-body wellness. Her purpose is to greatly empower you in your relationship with your body. So beautiful. Welcome, Amanda. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here, Ian. It's always a pleasure to connect in with the Wisdom Tribe and to come in. And I love your intro because as you're talking about fireflies, when I was sitting in meditation this morning, I was seeing just that. I was seeing the fireflies and I was shown the example of lighting up one point in the body versus lighting up different points is like collecting fireflies. You know, when I was little, we used to run around and try and capture them in the jar. And when you got more in there, it would really light up. And then we'd let them free, of course, again. But I love that you brought that in. So beautiful. So, you know, where you're seeing it on the global scale, I was really seeing that in the body. So I love that connection. I love how our bodies are really a representation of the greater whole and how it's all interconnected. So again, thank you for having me here. I'm so excited to talk about activating points of light, such a fitting theme for this season.
Yeah, of course. And it just goes to show, you know, we know this, but we're all in the M field, in the morphogenetic field, and we're all in the collective consciousness. And so, you know, it's no coincidence that I use the firefly analogy because it's in the space. It's in the space. That just works well for me. All right, everyone. So I told you that you can have the opportunity for readings with Amanda today, star 2 if you're on the phone. So press star 2 and you'll have the opportunity to have a reading from Amanda on the phone. And if you are able to get through, then you can ask Amanda, what is my primary distortion point causing body destruction, right? What is my primary distortion point causing body destruction? So, you know, you can use whatever words you choose. And then if you're on the webinar page, then put that question in. You can ask Amanda the same question. Or, of course, if there's other things that are coming through, we don't want to put restrictions on, but we do want to guide a little bit. So if you're on the webinar page, put your question in. And today Amanda's going to be talking about, as you know, renovating your body, soul light embodiment, and sacred spinning symbols for physical vitality. So she's going to be speaking about sacred spinning symbols as well. And there's a lot you're going to learn on the show today. So let me go ahead and start, Amanda. You know, when I introduced you, you know, I shared with people about how deficient energy flow creates disease. So I wanted to also ask you about, you know, since we talk about creations and disease and also miscreations, you know, there's bodily miscreations and there's miscreations in the mind. So firstly, I wanted to ask you to share with us a little bit more around the meaning in you know, how you teach and how you communicate about miscreations. What exactly are miscreations?
Right. So if I were to state it as simply as possible, when we're considering miscreations of the mind or miscreations of the body, from my perspective, it's anywhere in your body that you are not aligned with your soul truth, that really pure essence of you. And these miscreations can come in all sorts of forms. When we're looking in the mind, it's thought forms, it's mental belief patterns, different mental constructs and programming that are related to patterns that maybe you've adopted through past life experiences or things that have happened in childhood that you perceived were the normal way to survive or have your needs for love and affection met, that really didn't match what you felt to be true in your soul, but that's where you got that feedback. You know, I do this, I be a good girl, I get the love from mom and dad. Other thought forms can come from maybe a single event that had a large emotional impact in that moment. And that can be perceived as a pleasurable experience and emotion, or it can be a painful one that stays with us. It may come from influences in the family that have been passed down through generations. So, you know, you see the same pattern recurring throughout the family and it's carrying on. You go, oh, you know, that's what mom does. You catch yourself doing something and it's the same like that. All these different thought forms and beliefs come about, but they may not actually be what really resonates for you. And so when you take these on, they create they become these miscreations in the mind. They become these creations that then impact your entire body. They filter down. You start to hold emotions in the body and morph your body alignment to try to match these patterns. And the misalignment has to occur because it's not aligned with that deeper truth of you. So you have to kind of tweak your body just a little bit. And then you experience emotions because anytime that we skew slightly off from our truth, there are emotions that come with that and they get trapped in the body tissues. And so then all of a sudden you're walking around with a back pain thinking, oh, I need to go take my Motrin. I know probably most of you don't use that method, right? Maybe essential oils, or we somehow topically treat that, or traditionally many people go to the doctor for physical aches and pains, and we don't realize that miscreation in the body or that distortion in the body has actually been created by these patterns of the mind. And so the more of these patterns in the mind that we hold that really don't match that deeper truth and really are based on what has been learned or what has been observed in the environment as, ooh, this is the way you do it, you know, or this is how you survive, or this is what's expected, and we start to follow those, the more that then the physical body reflects that. And the mind starts to become ensnared with all these different things going on. And then your body can really start to hold and lock in symptoms, things like heaviness in the lower body, because you're creating a separation between mind and body now. There's a heaviness. That energy is getting trapped in those snares of the mind and not moving through the body. The lower body commonly, you know, I see this for so many people when I'm doing sessions. It's very common that there's not the full flow of energy getting into that lower body. There's usually some sort of stoppage or limitation starting somewhere around the heart, or it might be the navel area, belly button area. But I commonly see this showing up as knee injuries and pain in the knees, you know, fear of moving forward linked with that. It can have spinal distortions or uneven hips. You know, when we're looking at the endocrine system, there's a real disruption there. I see a lot of throat issues, thyroid issues, adrenal fatigue. The liver starts to become insufficient because it's working hard to really clear out the toxins that come when you're not living in alignment with truth. I mean, there's so many ways this shows up in the body. I could go on and on and on, but I think you're starting to get the picture.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to ask you, Amanda, are there particular areas of the body or systems in the body? So if you think of this, if you think of, for example, the chakra system, right? So that's, you know, energetic centers in the body. Are there other systems in the body, like the endocrine system, or maybe like major systems in the body that really are, you know, the way that the analogy is coming to me is like the air traffic controller of, you know, energy in the body. So more on a physical level, like endocrine system and various other systems that, if not healthy, would really impact, you know, like the more of the subsystems below that.
Absolutely. I mean, of course, all systems affect the others, right? Our bodies are not, you know, our systems aren't a silo where it's like just the nervous system, you know, it runs independent of your endocrine system, which runs independent of your immune system. They all interact and work together. And you know, what I found is that there really are four key areas that when opened and illuminated, they really help promote function of many key areas. So, for example, we talk about the pineal gland, you know, and we all want to have our pineal gland open to higher truth that's coming in. And the pineal gland is intimately connected with your endocrine system. So, you know, that's one key area of the body where when we work with the pineal gland, it allows the flow in the space of the mind to start to open up. And so as that flow opens up in the mind and we start to break down those snares like I was just talking about, well, now you have space for that energy to flow more fully down. And we allow it to flow down through, you know, as we're working with the pineal, you're also looking at the thyroid gland, the pituitary gland, all prominent within your endocrine system. Then we move further down and we're looking at the chest area. In the chest area, we've got the thymus gland. Now, the thymus gland is a really key player in your immune system. So when we think about immune system, we know the significance of the immune system in terms of protecting us from sickness or when we get sick and clearing that illness out of the body. But the really key point that we need to consider with the immune system energetically is that when we have a strong energetic immune system, it serves as a protection for invasive energies, those energies that are not truth. So, you know, it's those persistent voices like, this is how it should be done when you know it's not truth. It helps to buffer those out and go, okay, that's great. That works for them. That's not my truth. So the thymus gland, that's another area. So now we're looking at greater flow through the head, down into the chest. Then we go further down to the core navel area. When we're looking in the core and navel area, this is where we start to get into greater sense of balance. You know, when our core is off balance, our whole body is off balance. But also what I found is that the belly button area is really highly linked in with digestion. And so believe it or not, digestion plays a major role in the health of the body, your overall well-being. When we have symptoms in the gut, it can actually throw off mind clarity. It can do It can create confusion in the body. You're not taking in the nutrients you need so that your body can be effective and be, you know, at its strongest. So there's a lot that goes on in there. And then when we go further down into the tailbone area, now we're getting into even greater stability and structure. And we're looking more at the skeletal system linkage there. And so as we're looking at that tailbone, we're really looking at how are we now really drawing all that energy down into the lower body and creating that strong foundation. The beautiful thing about working with all these systems is that as you work with them, the nervous system automatically can then start to self-correct and reset. Because what's happening is now you're opening the channels of communication. The blockages that are sitting in those spaces are no longer interfering with the signals and the messaging that's coming through the spinal cord, the peripheral neurons. And so now you're priming your body to actually really hold the higher level of light that's wanting to come in. When you can get to that deep space of allowing that light to come in and infuse the body in that way all the way down to the feet, that's where your body activates its own innate healing capabilities. It helps you realign with your truth. It allows your body to go, oh, wait, I know how my energy needs to flow here. And so it really starts to foster that sense of stability, strength, and open flow in the body, which is ultimate freedom, strength, and power to really be at choice.
So they're all working in conjunction with each other. And one of the things that we're going to have people ask you, Amanda, is around the distortion point. So explain to us what a distortion point is.
Right. So, and when I'm looking at your primary distortion point, I'm going to be looking at one of those four key areas and which one of those is most out of balance. So when we're looking at distortions, we're looking at anything that's taking that natural flow away from that space. What's creating the most corruption in the body that would then lead to physical disease states? So for example, let's say we were looking at the core area, if that was a primary distortion point. What I would be looking at is, where is it tight? Where is the energy being blocked? Is there twisting, contorting? What's going on in there that's not allowing that flow of light and your true core essence, that really pure beauty and magnificence of you, that's your unique light, from coming in through that space? It's also the area of life force that comes through that core area. So I would also be looking at, where is that being dampened? So with each of the four key points, we're looking at different energies to a degree and different distortions potentially, but it's all going to be about what's preventing that center from really optimizing flow and performing its role in the body to promote health, but also promote a deeper connection with your own soul light and allowing that to activate and be present in the body.
Yeah, I think that's really what is coming to the surface, is how is this impacting our connection with divine intelligence, with source? And what I'm hearing you say, what I think I'm hearing you say, is that when we have these distortion points, well, the distortion points cause various imbalances in the body and disease. When we have that level of disease or whatever it might be, it might not be disease, it might be something like inflammation, right? When we have something like that, it's actually impacting our ability to connect with source. So even if we go forth with intention, we still have this physical impediment that's caused by probably an energy. It's an energetic blockage that's causing something physical that's impacting our ability to connect with source.
Mm-hmm.
Did I just talk in circles there?
I'm with you, Ian. And what I love about what you just shared is that our bodies are these beautiful messengers. And so I'm just kind of bringing it full circle here. When our body is displaying an issue or a symptom, it is reflective that our soul is wanting to open to something greater. And it's going, okay, this needs to be addressed. this is an area where you're being blocked or where there's limitation or something's coming in that's not really allowing you to expand into what you want to expand into, what your soul came here to really embody. And so that's where, like you said, when we're open, when the light's open and coming in, then that area is clear. There isn't the inflammation, but yes, these different physical symptoms start to arise when that light gets blocked. And so our bodies can be these really beautiful conduits of, I mean, just amazing light. And I know you've probably all felt it at moments, those moments where it's just like just pouring light coming through and just amazing highs. And so this is really about how do we take that energy and really anchor it in and keep it in the body and have that consistency with that being present.
Beautiful. So I'm not going to ask you to do a reading on me, but I'm going to just use like a hypothetical, right? So, okay. So let's say, for example, I have inflammation, or maybe I have a digestive issue, right? So what you're saying is, and I love the way you put it, is when you said that your when you have something physical, it's a message that your soul wants to expand into something greater. Mm-hmm. So we are literally watching for signs that's manifesting in our bodies that there is a deeper purpose or something that is maybe more important that needs to happen in our soul's evolutionary cycle. So am I right in saying that we would look at that physical symptom and then take that as a sign that once we address that, we shine the light on that and resolve that issue, then our soul can expand even further?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it's all about. For me, that's how I see it. Whenever I'm looking at physical symptoms, I'm tuning into what is this person's soul really calling forth as that opening. And so I'm looking at what's the interference that's getting in the way of that soul opening in the body so that that illumination can really come through and light up the body. And it doesn't just affect that one area of the body. You know, that one area of body is usually a conduit for a much deeper pattern or energy that's really ready to release from the whole body system. And then we upgrade all the body systems. So it's really, I mean, there's so much power in understanding what that distortion point is or what those interferences are. I mean, even just last week, I was doing a call and one of my clients came back to me and said, wow, after you did that reading, my whole back opened up. I could feel the light flowing through. My back is open. She's like, I've been dealing with pain for years and nothing's helped. So there's so much power in really getting to that deeper pattern to open up that flow in the body, whether it's the spine or wherever it's showing up.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to get to readings fairly soon. So everyone, if you joined later or didn't hear, you can ask Amanda, what is your primary distortion point causing body destruction? Star 2 to raise your hand or put your question in the webinar box that we already have. Lots and lots of you with questions. I wanted to ask before we go to the phones and the webinar box, Amanda, I wanted to ask you around the symbols. So you have channeled symbols that can upgrade someone's body in some way and can restore flow and freedom in the body. So tell us about these sacred symbols that you use and how they work.
The symbols, they're so amazing. So with the symbols, what we do is we're really looking at that connection point in the higher chakras, the higher consciousness of a person's being. So we're really tapping into what specifically needs to come in. Now, what I've found is that there are certain symbols that work really well with certain areas of the body. And so, you know, if somebody has an issue in a particular area, there might be a specific symbol that we call into that space of the body that I found works with everybody as a conduit for opening up flow. But what I've also found is that there are personalized symbols that come in to really help facilitate different qualities within the body. So there might be opening that's wanting to occur, kind of like what we were talking about. And when we bring the symbol in, it helps to really eradicate anything that's preventing that opening. So it's not just, you know, one particular pattern or habit. It really starts to break down anything that's in that interference field. And the beauty of it is that when we call these symbols in, because it has that connection, it's from the higher energy of self, what happens is that connection remains open. So that symbol then serves as a conduit to draw in the energies of the higher consciousness over time. So that as a person is expanding and growing and transforming and moving into that greater ascension, or, you know, their body has to evolve to keep up, to run these heightened vibrations. Otherwise, you get the dizziness and the fainting spells and weakness in the body or whatever else might show up. So these symbols really work to help keep the body upgrading and working with the intelligence of the body to help open the space for this energy to flow in. And when we go to access these symbols, what happens is they spin in from the higher realms. They spin in and they settle in a space in the body. So if we're working with a specific space in the body, usually they'll settle into that space. But sometimes they have an intelligence of their own. Sometimes they'll settle somewhere else if that's what a person needs to help work on that area of the body. So for each person, even though we may be calling in, I do group activations with this where we call in a specific symbol. What I've witnessed that's so beautiful is that for every person, that symbol might land slightly different space. So let's say we're doing one for the brain, you know, it might land in a different spot of the brain depending on what that person needs. And, I mean, they're so precious and they're so individualized. And the energy that comes with these, it's like having a beautiful guide or a beautiful loving soul coming in and being in partnership with you and really holding your best interest, like what it is that you really want, like holding that for you and allowing you to expand out in that in a way that feels organic and natural and brings a greater ease into the body with that.
Mm. Beautiful. So if someone has multiple issues that they're experiencing or dealing with in their life, physical as well as emotional, perhaps, then would multiple symbols descend and land, or how does that part work?
It really depends. That's an excellent question. It depends on whether or not the deeper dynamic of those symptoms is related. So sometimes a person might come to me and say, you know, I hurt my ankle and my stomach's been bothering me and I'm also getting these headaches. When we drill down, it might all be related to one really deep pattern that's creating all these different symptoms of the body. And in that case, we would call in one symbol that would really help with all of those. Now, in a case where there are multiple symptoms, we might need to call in different symbols and allow those to work in the different spaces of the body. So again, it's such an individual process. It really is based on what is somebody needing and what are they calling forth. And what's really interesting is that the symptom that someone comes in with, so let's take the example of the ankle again. Say somebody comes in with a sore ankle. Now, you might think, oh, the symbol needs to come into the foot or to the leg even, or maybe even the hip, right? But it might be that it needs to come into the heart or that it needs to come into the mind. You know, maybe the ankle pain is about moving forward and the fear of moving forward. And so that's what needs to be addressed. And that's being generated in the mind space. That's where we would bring the symbol in. And that's going to affect not just the ankle, but the whole body. Anywhere that fear has been impacting the body, being tight, cautious, these kind of things. So it really is dependent.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. We've come to the part of the show that I really enjoy so much because this not only serves so many people, but it also helps everyone understand how the energy works. Because when people ask their questions, you know, Amanda's going to be tuning in and giving you your primary point of distortion, but there's also going to be other information that is channeled to Amanda that is going to be benefiting not only to the caller, but also to everyone else on the call. So why don't we go and start with the phones? And so let's go to Midland, Michigan. If you are in Midland, Michigan, and the last four digits of your phone number are 8866, you are live with Amanda. Hello.
Hi. Hello. This is Mary. Hi, Ian. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Mary.
I'm trying to remember the phrase. It's something like, what is the main distortion in my body causing destruction?
Mm-hmm.
Is that close?
That's close enough. And, you know, the thing Ian had mentioned early on, if there's a specific area, so you could do a variation, what is the primary point causing what that issue is? So if there's something, is there a specific area that you're having, or do you want a general reading?
Well, it might be for a general reading. I have lost my sense of vitality. I used to be very active out of doors and that sort of thing, and I can't get the momentum to get active anymore, and I just feel like my vitality is sort of dwindling, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I got it. So for you, we're going to thymus gland, and thymus gland and core are really close as the primary areas for you. But thymus gland is the one that's lighting up the most. And what I'm seeing is that there's the damping down of passion, what you're passionate about, what lights you up, what really moves you. There's a sadness that's settled in that space of the thymus gland. And what I see is it's linked to a pattern in the past life, 39 past lives ago. And what I'm witnessing with that is the sense of having to put aside, it's like as if you're setting to the side the things that you enjoy to go get to work. So is that a pattern you've seen reflected in this lifetime?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
So that's what you want to work with, shifting and releasing. When that's cleared, that'll open that flow of energy through the thymus gland, and it will also help open up that core. With the core, it's more around the power of choice, not feeling like there's the power of choice, and it's related to that, but you're going to want to go deeper into that as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Appreciate
that
insight.
And
thank you. I'm really enjoying the show.
No, good. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Blessings. Okay, let's go to Detroit, Michigan. Wireless phone on 8363. Wireless phone.
Oh, I love it. This is awesome.
There you go.
I'm like, he went to Midland, Michigan. I wonder if he'll come down to Detroit.
Yeah. All right. I'm just guided. So you're meant to be here, my brother.
Yes, I am. So, well, gosh, I deal with some issues. I would ask for a scan and an interpretation of what I need.
Okay. I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
My name is David.
Okay, David. Let's check in and see. For you, I'm going to pineal. And what I'm seeing is what looks like a draining energy, like it's draining out of the back of the head. It's like inside information is coming in, but it's leaking out the back of the head. There's almost a sense of the body not being ready to take it in. The emotion is frustration that I'm seeing in that mind space. And it's like as if the frustration is sitting in the back head, like being held in kind of like a bowl-like structure there. What I hear is the origin of that is on the paternal timeline. So it's a generational pattern and four generations back. And what I'm seeing is that there's some sense of not wanting to be seen as too odd or weird that's creating this dynamic. So it's not letting that full insight of maybe what's not the usual or normal come in and really be embraced and embodied fully in the body. So to whatever degree that you're embracing what's coming in for you already, there's an opening that's really wanting to occur in a big way once this dynamic is released.
You are so right on, because I feel the Holy Spirit and I feel these energies and these knowings and different things. And I have a really big problem with wanting, you know, people thinking that you're crazy or bipolar or some other thing. And so I just, I have not embraced some of the things that I've, the powers that,
yeah, time to embrace it.
So what would you suggest that I do to change that internally, externally, whether it's nutrition or meditation or what?
I would recommend, and I know I'll get to this in a little bit, but I have work that I do specifically to help open up these centers and to activate the light and really open the body to receive the information. So pay attention because it's scanning really high for you to do that deeper work.
And what blockage is it that is generational? It's my on my father's side, eh?
Mm-hmm. Four generations back.
Was there a distortion or a contract or?
It's related to the pattern of not wanting to be seen as strange or weird. That's what needs to be cleared on the timeline.
Like a persona.
Hmm. Interesting.
All right, David, stay in the listening.
Thank you.
Thank
David.
You. Thank you very much.
Okay, blessings to you. Bye now. All right, let's go back to the, we'll stay on the phones, and I'm drawn to Bend, Oregon, 9421, and you're live with Amanda.
Hi, Ian and Amanda, this is Jyoti.
Hi.
Thank you for answering me on your call, and a question I have is, what's blocking my vitality? I've done so much work with clearing. I do feel spirit a lot, but then my body just feels tired.
It's what I'm getting for you is related to thymus gland. I'm seeing it more in the back space, in that mid upper back area. It's as if there's a funnel that's running from the thymus and then out, opening really big in that back space. And what it looks like is happening, it's like all the love, all the beauty, all the really beautiful energies that come through the heart are flowing out that funnel and out your back, as if you're giving it all away to everybody else and not allowing yourself to receive it. So everything seems to be funneling out. There might be little dribbles that are coming, or maybe you're receiving some from outside and allowing yourself to receive that. But most of what you're drawing through you is funneling out that back. What I hear is there's a sense of feeling like I have to be the giving one, I have to contribute, I can't be greedy. There's a deep sadness that coincides with this, and it's coming from past life, 17 generations back. And what it looks like, I'm seeing mom energy in that timeline, and you know, really mom impressing this idea around you of being the giver, being the caretaker, no matter what it takes, and even if that means sacrifice for self. So you really want to work with that sacrifice pattern as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Thanks for calling in. Okay, let's go to the web, and let's go to Jennifer in London. So Jennifer writes in, hello, Amanda. Amanda, I've had inflammation in my toes for years. Please tell me what my soul has been trying to tell me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to tailbone. And what I see is what looks like a hardened ball sitting right around the end of the tailbone. There's very little energy getting down to the legs. And what I'm hearing with the energy in that tailbone and also related to the toes is that it's all around pain, and there's fear of feeling pain. It's there's a sense of, if I don't let the energy be fully felt and come in, then I won't have to feel the pain. But what's happening is that's depleting energy and can actually be causing pain to be felt in the body. That fear of feeling pain is stemming from childhood, age 4. And what I'm seeing is a lot of fear and not wanting to get in the way as a deeper pattern that's showing up. So that sense of not wanting to get in the way, getting in the way is painful. So it's this depletion of energy that then is not allowed to come in fully into the body, so that it's like a holding back kind of energy that's happening.
Mm. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Damien from Melbourne, Australia. I have a liver issue. What would be causing this and what changes do I have to make?
Okay, so we want to see the primary distortion point for that is the cord navel point in the center of the body. Overload and overwhelm is what's coming in. There's what looks like a pressure that's being forced down on the top of the head and almost as if compressing the spine and creating this tightening in the body. But I'm shown the image of a pressure cooker and like all this pressure is building up and there's a lot of overwhelm that's sitting in that core. And there needs to be a release of really connecting in with what's important for me to do for me. And then releasing the noise that comes with that. That's what's creating that pressure. But that plugging into what everybody else is needing and allowing that to put that pressure on, that stems from the paternal timeline 5 generations back. So there's going to be some clearing that needs to be done on that paternal timeline as well related to this kind of pressure cooker energy.
Okay, thank you. Cora, C-O-R-A, Cora from Ireland. What is my primary distortion point causing destruction?
Going to pineal gland, and the words I heard is fear of upsetting others. There's a lot of anxiety that's in that space. That anxiety is running down. It's really impacting adrenals in a big way, creating some burnout there. The origin of that is past life for you, 3 past lives. So you really want to explore deeper that sense of being afraid of upsetting others and what you're projecting as that means, what the repercussions are if you're upsetting others, and clear that energy around all that.
Okay, thank you. Geraldine from Asheville, I think that's North Carolina. What is my primary distortion point causing destruction?
Going to thymus gland. Deep energy of not feeling good enough, feeling like I have to be something different than what I am in order to be loved, honored, valued. And there's a real deep sense of sadness and grief with that. It relates to a past life where it looks like you were being put down and judged very critically. So releasing any of that sense of importance on what others think of you is going to be a part of the clearing that you want to do in that timeline, and also the deep hurt and sadness that's associated with that.
Okay, thank you. Kim from Billings, Montana, same question, primary distortion point.
So Kim, for you, going to the core navel area, for you it's not about not feeling strong enough, feeling weak, less than, inferior, put down. It's, you know, I'm seeing you kind of squeezed in, like you're squeezed in, your energy is really tight in, not allowing you to really stand up and be proud to show self. I see this is a past life origin, 7 past lives, where there's a big energy of being like not being able to stand on your 2 feet. Like it's like being wobbly or being easily pushed, like a pushover is what I'm seeing. So you're going to want to do the deeper work with that there and release the sense of sadness and disappointment in self that's sitting in your core.
Okay, thank you. Laura from Honolulu, Hawaii. Aloha, could you please tell me what is the primary distortion point in my body?
Okay, Laura, checking in for you. Going to thymus. Yeah, inability to say no is what comes in there. And there's a lot of anger with that and resentment sitting in that chest space. So it's almost like it's sitting on top of the chest space like a heavy block in there. And so as that energy is sitting in there, you really want to release any of that sense where you feel like you can't say no. I see that coming from a people-pleasing pattern on the maternal timeline, 17 generations back. So you're going to want to work with releasing that people-pleasing pattern and the expectations that people have of you to fulfill on that.
Okay, thank you. This is Kirsi, K-I-R-S-I, from Stockholm. Kirsi writes again, what is my primary distortion point?
Okay, Kirsi, checking in for you. We're going to tailbone. There's a sense of feeling off balance, off center. I see it's almost as if you're leaning on the left leg and trying to hold yourself up. So it's this sense of having to work extra hard to try to keep upright. That's the exact words that are coming in. What you want to clear from that is frustration from that tailbone area. and then look back into the past life timeline and seeing 9 past lives ago where this sense of having to work extra hard just to stay up or just to keep up was created. That's the deeper pattern you want to work with breaking down.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's go back to the phones for just a little while. We got Newport Richie in Florida, and the last 4 digits of that phone number are 8580. So if that's you, you're live with Amanda.
Hi. Well, my name is Marlene, and I am wondering what is kind of blocking my neck energy. It's like so tight.
Okay. Checking in for you, Marlene. We're looking at a combination of the pineal and pituitary gland. There's an interaction there where it's as if the light energy is coming into the pineal, and the pineal looks pretty open and receptive to it, but the pituitary gland is closed off. It's almost the image I'm being shown is like the arms crossed on the chest and like really stand off. You know, if you were talking to a person and they didn't want to take something in, that's kind of the energy that's coming in with the pituitary gland, and there's an overwhelm there. So that overwhelm energy in the pituitary gland is blocking the communication with pineal. And so what's happening is like the information's coming in, it's getting lodged in that space, and it's putting pressure all down the back of the neck, the head, and even down into the shoulders. I see it even going branching down out into the shoulders. So you're going to want to work with clearing that sense of overwhelm, and the belief that's coming in with that is the sense of, I can't handle it. It's all too much. That I see originating in a past life, 5 past lives ago. So you'll want to explore that deeper as well.
Yeah, because it's showing up in this life like all the time, like nonstop.
I'm not surprised. It's like taking over your mind. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I want some joy and peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I believe it.
So anyway, I'll look into your package when you go through that too, because that would help a lot.
Yeah, because we'll clear that, but we'll also get the points that are blocked down further from this, but then anything else that's happening as well. So we'll really have that channel open for you.
Great. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Much love to you, Molly, and blessings.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now. All right. Well, we'll go to the package in a moment, but I wanted to, you know, ask or just have you reiterate a little bit more about the symbols. Also, we've had quite a few people join the call, I think, since you mentioned that. So just talking about the symbols again, Amanda, are the symbols, are they unique to each person, or is there a symbol that covers a particular category, for lack of a better way to explain that or ask it, or are they just literally unique to each person? And just from an energetic perspective or a dimensional perspective, where is the energy coming from?
Right. So they're so multifaceted. They're coming in from the higher dimensions of your own intelligence. It's really about what's in your higher consciousness. What is it that your soul is really wanting to bring in for you to embody and embrace and bring into the cellular structures of the body? So it's not just a concept in the mind. You know, we learn these different spiritual concepts and we start to get an understanding, but sometimes that journey from understanding it to really embodying it takes a lot more work than we realize or think it might. And so these symbols really help facilitate that. They maintain a connection with your higher consciousness. And so, there are symbols that can be consistent for different areas of the body. I've seen that where a certain symbol can really come in and work with the heart, for example. And so we would bring that symbol in and everyone would receive the same symbol, but it might situate in a different space of the heart depending on what that person needs. So, if someone's dealing with walls, heart walls, that symbol would sit around the heart and help to break down those heart walls in a way that that person still feels safe and held, as an example. And I've seen that happen before. It's really, really beautiful. Where someone might actually need support inside the heart, and so it would go into a specific space in the heart. Sometimes, they come in all different shapes and forms too. You might think of some as sacred symbols. Some are in the form of plants. And usually when that happens, somebody has a really deep connection with Mother Earth and earth energies, or they might have a connection to a certain flower or something. And so it brings in that quality that relates to that symbol for them and what's in their consciousness and what they most need in that moment to really open the body to that higher knowing and embrace it at the cellular level. So does that answer all the questions you asked, or did I miss any?
Yeah, no, that answers the question. Thank you. I just wanted to float that out again. Well, beautiful. Well, let's do this. Let's have you share with everyone about your offer, because that really is going to help people understand. But talking about understanding, you mentioned the understanding. Sometimes the understanding is a blockage in itself, or the desire to understand, or the need to understand, and can impact our ability to surrender and actually receive.
That's very true.
All right.
It's like our mind is so attached to a certain expectation, right? That's what happens. It's like this expectation comes in. It's like, I want to know, I want to understand. And then we miss out on being present to what is and recognizing that the understanding that's actually being thought is right there in the space, but it's coming in a completely different form. So there's so much truth in what you just said, Ian.
Yeah. try to understand the scent of a rose. You can't understand it, but it is absolutely something that will transport you. And you just have to believe and trust that it is the divine at work. But there's so much that we can't understand, but we can just appreciate. And just how does that rose make you feel when you actually inhale that, right? You could have your mind just try and fathom how the scent is created for, you know, weeks on end, and you miss the scent because your mind is so cluttered with the thought patterns. Anyway,
no, that's a great example. I just, when we get trapped in the mind, we miss out on the experience of it. And that's, really, that's an invitation to think about how that translates out into the experience of life in general.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, beautiful example.
Yeah. Well, let's go to the offer. So everyone, this will help you really understand what Amanda's talking about as well. And you can see how you can really go deeper. And a lot of what she spoke about on the readings and shared with and the readings will be addressed. And you can take advantage of working with her in private as well. So if you are on the webinar page, click the special offer button, and that'll take you directly to the page, and I can't wait for you to go through this. But if you're not on the webinar page, you would need to type into your browser window or on your phone, wherever you're at, WOTASHOW.com/Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A, and the number 9. So it's WOTASHOW.com/Amanda9. And that's just the number 9. And everything is lowercase, and you'll be taken to Amanda's offer so you can follow along visually, which is the Renovate Your Body program, which includes soul light cellular activations, as well as something special, which are the sacred symbol sessions, the private sessions with Amanda. So Amanda, please take us through the offer that you brought to the Wisdom community today.
Mm-hmm. This is such a beautiful sacred offering, and it's one where it's really designed to take you deep into the experience of self. I love how Ian unknowingly really led us into that, but it's about allowing you to have that experience of self, not just the concept of who I believe myself to be as a soul, but what's really wanting to come forth and in. And so what we start with is we have a live intention call and preparation call. And what we do there is we go into what is it that you're really hoping to get out of this? What is it that is coming through that is a limitation or a block? It might be that, these are the things I don't want, and you're clearing that out. Or it might be, what am I wanting to step into? So it's really about getting that vision clear. That's always the important first piece. And so with that, we start to prime the body to be ready to receive the next part of the program, which are the live remote healing activation calls. And these are, they're amazing. As we go through, there will be some discussion about each of these different areas. And they're the ones that I talked about, your pineal gland, thymus gland, the core and navel area of your body, the tailbone. And I'll talk a little bit about how these physical areas of the body relate to the light that's wanting to come through them, and that the activation of your soul light through those spaces and what's possible when they're activated. And we'll go into the actual activation of the points of light. And so we'll be in a combination, breaking down the interferences to allowing that light to come through, but then also really amplifying the level of light. And one of the ways in which we do that is for each body area, there's going to be a symbol that comes in. And this is a group symbol, so everyone will receive the same symbol, for example, for the pineal gland. And then everyone will receive the same symbol for the thymus gland. And I say same. And what I mean by that is that we're going to call in the same shape, but how it interacts with your energy and your own unique template is going to be unique for you. The energy that it awakens and opens within you is going to be complementary and in coherence with your unique energetic design. So this is really about, in all of these areas, breaking down all of the belief structures and systems that you've taken on that don't match that truth of you wanting to activate within the body. And so we do each of these individually on a call. So each, the pineal gland, the thymus gland, the core, navel, and the tailbone. It'll be four different calls, one for each of those. And with each of those, as we're doing the activation, I'm tuning into you individually. And I even make notes. You know, I'm really in there looking in, connecting in, making sure that the shifts are happening for you. And with that, you also get a chance to express via the Q&A box for those calls what it is you're wanting to awaken to, so I can see what your intention is and also help facilitate that as well. So they're really, really powerful, really sacred, really, really beautiful and deep.
And these are live calls.
Yes, they are live calls, live activation calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's actually five. There's the intention and preparation call, and then there's the five remote healing activation calls. So one for each of those core areas.
Mm-hmm. And so with that, the other thing that I am so big on and I think is so vital and important is that as we are preparing the body and priming the body and opening the body to a greater flow of light, you've got to support the physical body. It's important. So you'll get a body strengthening PDF, and that's really about what are the physical things that you can implement and add that are supporting your body through these deep shifts. So that's something that will come. It has different resources you can access, different things that you can do to really support yourself physically. Because as you support yourself physically, it's really going to rapidly speed up that process at which you assimilate and integrate these deeper shifts. And so that's going to allow you to expand more quickly in a way that it feels really natural and organic, and not like you're, you know, feeling having to have symptoms or something like that. Sometimes, you know, what they call it, like the flu symptoms, the ascension flu, that kind of thing. We want to promote the support of the body to help really allow the body to integrate those shifts very easily. So that's a part of what we're doing with having these resources available. So that's the first option. So you can do all that, and then you can add on, and this is just, I mean, these are amazing. The Body Stabilization Sacred Symbol Session. What we do in that session is I go back in and I look at all the notes that I took as we were going through the activations, and I check in. I see, how well have you integrated, and are you utilizing the symbols that we brought into each of those areas? Are there additional interferences? Are there more expansion that's wanting to occur? And we really go in and we tune into those four key areas and open them up even more. You know, so if there's nothing that's blocking it anymore, now we're looking at, okay, what's that next level of expansion that's ready to occur so we can bring even more light in? So we check in on that, and then we bring in your own personalized symbol. So this is where we really call in, what is it that is wanting to come forth to support you? What is it that's needing to come in to really help create that stability in the body that also allows your whole body to upgrade and run these really heightened vibration light energies in so that you are the radiant embodiment of that soul light of you? and your body can handle it, right? It's like when you look at electronic wiring, you have to have a certain quality of wiring to run the higher voltage through. So if you don't have that, you're going to have a problem. Our bodies are similar. We've got to have the body upgraded to run those higher energies. So that's what this body stabilization symbol is really all about. And with that, we're really unlocking the habitual patterning of the body that has you off center, that's not allowing those heightened vibrations come in, and doing a whole body restructuring and resetting so that that energetic foundation is really strong and secure, but also that flow of light is coming in. And this is just, you know, this is where I get to witness the most magnificent flow of light coming in, you know, beautiful vertical column of light. I see the cells illuminating and just different colors beyond what the physical eye can see tend to come in with this. And it's just, it's amazing to watch how the body opens up, and inherently then we start to make it really easy to restructure the physical systems of the body to match this heightened flow of light through the body.
Beautiful, beautiful. So that's the option B, which in the package B, which includes a private session. And so that private session happens typically after the four calls, right?
Yes, that happens after we've done all the activation, so I can go back and kind of, it's like a tune-up for those areas as well.
Mm-hmm. How long does the symbol stay with someone for?
As long as they need it.
Okay.
You know, the our higher selves are so brilliant. So these symbols, it's really working with higher self to fulfill a need. For some people, it's something that's going to stay with them the rest of their life. You know, it can be dynamic where it's calling in that constant expansion. But for some people, it's going to be coming in for a specific need and purpose. And so it will work until that purpose or need has been fulfilled.
Wonderful, wonderful. Right. Thank you so much for those beautiful for this beautiful offer. I was going to say those beautiful options. You know, have you been working a little bit with these before, because these symbols have come to you and you've utilized them on many, many clients before. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what would you say might be some, you know, nothing's typical really, but could you give some examples of some of the way that these have change people's lives?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anywhere from, you know, I've had people who have had spinal deformations, like physical issues with the spine that have corrected. And I've had one person who was having tremendous issues with heart, especially high blood pressure that was occurring. And as we balanced the body, that started to come back in check, you know, with the ability to reduce and eventually wean off of medication. You know, I've had people with digestive issues is a big one. That's a big one. I've had multiple cases where either there was irritable bowel or inconsistencies in elimination, all sorts of different things being corrected and brought back into balance so that there's so much more harmony being created in the body. And then one of the other big ones, you know, just recently I had somebody who'd been experiencing dizzy spells and just this, there was a lot of fear around not knowing if she could trust her body. There was dizzy spells, there were hot flashes, different things going on. And as we stabilized the energy in the body through her symbol, it just, I mean, it radically shifted it very quickly. Just, you know, within a couple weeks, she had reduced, and then, you know, checking back in with her about 2 months later, it was rare occurrence for her at that point, which was a huge shift.
So yeah.
Not
yeah.
The ways in which the body's being supported. It's just, it's stunning.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. So let's go back to the phones, and we'll go to New York City. So there's a few of you from New York. So the last four digits are 0649. 0649, if you're on the phone, you are live. Hi. With Amanda.
Hi, Amanda and Ian.
Hi.
Good, you can't hear me. I'd like to ask Amanda what, you know, is my primary distortion point and what's, you know, causing the body destruction.
Okay. I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Helene.
Helene. let's check in and see. For you, I'm going to thymus gland. What I keep hearing is the pressure to perform, and it looks like it's sitting as like a heavy knot just in the space where the throat meets the collarbones. You know, that little indent where the collarbones come in and connect. It's like there's a knot that's sitting there. And what I see happening is that there's a limitation on expression. There's a sense of feeling like I can't ask for help. So there's this pressure to perform combined with I can't ask for help. I have to figure it all out on my own. That's coming in and creating this, it's a big worry energy that's sitting in that space. Where I see the origin, I want to see which of those is most important to work with first, because you're going to work with both. But the first one to start with is that pressure to perform. And that origin is 12 past lives ago. And so really looking at, I'm not really seeing a lot there. It's just, you know, dive deeper into that pressure to perform, what's behind it, and really letting that release for you, because that's going to then allow you the space to feel like you can work with, okay, how can I ask for help now? That'll help make that shift easier, okay?
Yes. I can't even talk right now. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. So it's basically, I feel like I need to perform, and now I have to ask for help?
Yeah, go back and listen. It's specifically how it came out, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
much
you
love
both very much.
Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to British Columbia, and there's, again, a few of you in British Columbia, so this is going to be Burns Lake, British Columbia, and 8288. Anyone there?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. There was just a little glitch, but
hello,
here you are.
Hello.
What was your name? Hello, hello.
Hi, it's Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Okay, I am... What is the primary distortion point for my causing my destruction?
Okay. For you, it's the core navel area, and we're looking at the back of the core, the back of the navel, the belly button area. What I'm seeing is what looks like tight bands in that area, really tight bands. There's this sense of feeling like I have to be in control that's coming in with that. So there's not a lot of movement. It's like when you think of a tight rubber band, you can go so far and then you get snapped back, right? So this is what we're looking at in that space. It's like there's all these different bands that, you know, if you stretch out too far, boom, they're bringing you right back. There's a lot of frustration energy that's sitting there, but the energy that's created those bands is actually fear. There's fear of venturing too far out, not being safe, moving into the unknown. And so that's what you want to look at shifting. The origin of that pattern for you is 11 past lives ago. And what I see the image of is like mom grabbing the back of the shirt, like, don't go there, don't do that. So it's like this energy of being pulled back in that lifetime, that once you clear that, that's going to help release that structure in the core.
Okay, you there, Marianne? Okay, Marianne. Blessings to you on your journey, and we'll see you again. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's stay in British Columbia, and we'll go to Fort St. John, British Columbia, and it's 2860, and you're live.
Yay, thank you for taking my call. What is my number one primary point of distortion?
Okay, what was your name?
Sherry.
Okay, Sherry. Let's see. For you, I'm going to tailbone. And the primary emotion that came in right away is shame. There's an energy being held in the lower back and spreading just a little bit into the abdomen area there between the belly button and the tailbone around shame and feeling like I can't just be myself. There's a sense of filtering that has to happen and kind of stifling your own self-expression. And the origin of that I see is past life, three past lives ago. And what I'm hearing is it comes from religious background in that lifetime. So looking at where there's a sense of feeling like you have to control your creativity, your sensual energy, that sexual nature of you, there's a lot of that coming in, shame around that. And then any guilt associated with not caring and expressing that anyway. So if there's any guilt that's sitting in there, I see a little bit of that that's kind of pushing in towards the back spine in the abdomen. So you'll want to work with both of those dynamics.
Thank you so much. That makes total sense. I carry that, but had no idea why. And so thank you so much. You're just amazing, Amanda.
Thank you.
I'm just in awe listening to you. Yeah, it's a great call. And thank you, Ian. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome, sweet soul. Thanks for calling in. Bye. Okay, beautiful. Let's go back to the web. And this is Vicky from Mesa. What is my primary distortion point?
Okay. For Vicky, it's thymus. What I see is what looks like an energy that's drooping down. It's almost like if you see a water droplet that's kind of forming and starting to get to the point where it's big enough to fall off of, you know, leaf or something. It's that kind of drooping energy that's sitting in that space. And what I'm hearing is behind that is this sense of not feeling complete, not feeling whole, feeling like I have to keep filling in, and that's what's creating this drooping. It's like filling all this energy into that space, and so it's really cramped in there. And the emotion behind that is more fear of not fitting in, fear of not being included, and not being valuable to the group, so not being included. So that sense of feeling incomplete is linked to this idea of I'm not valuable. So you really want to look at that belief of I'm not valuable and how it's linked to that sense of not feeling complete. And the origin of that pattern I see is maternal timeline. And it's four generations ago. And really just releasing any kind of sadness around that from that timeline and any perception of not feeling enough with that as well.
Okay, thank you. This is going to be Adina from Surrey in the United Kingdom. If you could just scan her for her primary distortion point.
Okay. Going to pineal gland, there's what looks like it's like a trap door. So it opens up, lets light in, and then it closes over the top of the head. So there's this limitation of energy that's allowed to come into the space of the mind. And there's this sense of, I can only take little bits of at a time. Otherwise, it's too much. There's an energy of overwhelm there, but there's also an anxiety of, if I take it all in and I don't know what to do with it, it's going to be a big problem. The origin of that for you, I see, is 10 past lives ago. And you really want to look at what is the repercussions that you're perceiving are going to come if you take that energy in and have it available but aren't implementing on it right away. And you want to clear that and start to come into the space of how you can manage that energy to allow it to come in and be available more consistently.
Beautiful. I wanted to ask you, and you know, I want to stay away from fear here, but I wanted to ask you, just maybe to reiterate a couple of things, maybe take us through what happens, you know, when these primary points are blocked or maybe they're stagnated. So take us through that a little bit again. And then also the converse, you know, when they get cleared and the blockages are cleared, how they can really act as, you know, sacred light points for us. So, you know, show us both sides of that.
Right. So, you know, with the pineal gland, at the physical level, we know pineal helps regulate sleep. So when it's closed off, your sleep patterns are going to be affected. You know, what really comes in with pineal when it's closed off is there's that inability to trust yourself. With that incongruence there, there's no confidence or trust in what's coming in. There's a lot of questioning what you know. Sense of self-doubt, you know, second-guessing, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that, these kind of things. And it's really hard to embrace the higher messages that are coming in to guide and expand inner awareness. So it really kind of shuts down that ability to be open to the higher truth. Conversely, when that pineal is open, you know, you're open to truth. That higher awareness really is available. And the pineal gland, I really think of that as kind of that initial receptor of light flow into the body. And then it really helps to funnel that light out to where it's needed, most needed in the body. And so when that's open and illuminated, it connects you in with so much expanded possibility and opportunities and things that you wouldn't have considered from just the space of the mind and what you already know. It allows you to open up to a much bigger picture, but also be open to the things that maybe your mind doesn't even fully understand. When you can let that light start to come in that way, then what happens is that the physical world then starts to create opportunities and situations that allow that understanding to become more fully embedded in the cellular consciousness of the body. So that really is the first point. We need that open so that that information can be available so the world can respond to that. So that's the pineal gland. With the thymus gland, things that shut down, you know, immune system becomes compromised or weakened or even imbalanced. There's a less flow of passion. You know, we've heard that even in some of the readings here, that passion is diminished. The vitality in the body starts to wean down. And the level of fulfillment that you experience is, you know, it has a certain threshold that it can reach when that thymus isn't really fully open. And so that kind of spark or enthusiasm for life starts to dim down. Whereas when the thymus is open and that passionate flow of light is moving through that space, your gifts and talents continue to flow through and expand and open. And this is where you actually start to perceive the possibilities of how you can use them and what you can do and how to bring them into physical form. And it also primarily kind of supports and determines the consistent level of energy flow in and through the body. So when that thymus is open, you have so much more energy running through your body, through that place of passion and pure soul light that's coming in and then animating your entire being. With the core, when that area is closed off, the navel area, that's where digestive issues can show up. You know, upset stomach, especially because it's a similar anatomical location. There's a lot of emotional instability that can occur. So if you are prone to those emotional eruptions, right, it's like something comes over your nose, like, oh my goodness, I didn't mean to respond like that. Or where did that come from, right? That's one of the indicators that area is shut down. Mm-hmm. You feel wobbly, off center. Not like you're empowered and able to really stand strong in your truth. When we activate that flow through the core, that's really opening the flow of life force energy. This is where you're feeling strong and empowered. It's the difference between having to force and kind of push and will your way through things versus feeling like you're being drawn forward, right? Being carried forward into the things that really match. And so as you're pursuing opportunities and possibilities and bringing creations forth, it's really having that ease with all of that. This is also the space where your core strengths and abilities are revealed. So, you know, it's also the place where intuition really comes in. So it really becomes more clear and apparent what it is that's really coming forth for you to do, to be. How to carry yourself in a way that feels congruent. There's confidence, there's trust in self, and there's that sense of when the intuition comes in, it's like, oh yes, I'm acting on that. There's no doubting, there's no hesitation, there's no questioning. And so with the final space, the tailbone, when that's blocked and shut down, what we see coming up there are things like spinal misalignment. You'll have issues with your hips and lower body, you know, all the way down through your legs, your knees, your feet. You'll feel unstable and imbalanced and physically manifesting things that you know to be possible can feel really difficult. Like it's like, I know what to do. I'm performing the mechanics. But for some reason, it's not happening, you know, and then that starts to spiral into what am I doing wrong? And so when we're able to open that tailbone up, that big energy, the Kundalini moves through the body, it fuels you. It really allows those prominent creation energies to expand internally. And it also deepens and fosters that connection with Earth. Our connection with Earth is so important as we're manifesting. And so when that tailbone's open, it really completes what I think of as the highway of energy flow in the body, you know, that flow through the body from the highest realms above, the divine energies coming through the body and connecting in with Mother Earth and really having that channel open so your whole body supported. So as, you know, once we think about as these points are open as sacred light points in the body, what happens is that then other points in the body start to light up as well, right? So it's like as these are illuminated and activated, now it's creating that flow of light that then inspires the other areas of the body to light and open up more as well. So it's really just so beautiful to witness as each point lights up and opens up to this sacred flow of light.
Ah, so beautiful, beautiful work that you do, Amanda. Thank you so much for bringing it to us today.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. If you can tell, I'm very passionate about it. I mean, when you get to witness this beauty awakening within people, when you get to witness when a person really starts to go, wow, you know, I am more magnificent than I even imagined, because they're having the experience of it. But I mean, it's so joyful. It's so sacred. It's so beautiful. And that's what really inspires me to really go deep with this work and to bring it out. And so I know, you know, I'm so grateful for your wonderful community, for all of you here in the Wisdom Tribe, because I know you're open to it. Without that, you know, I wouldn't be able to bring it forward. And so I'm just so grateful to be here.
Thank you for being the conduit. You know, this information, this knowledge, this essence, it will flow. And it's through people like yourself, Amanda, who've said, yes, use me. I am a vessel of love, light, and service. And yes, use me. And sometimes in the beginning, I know that as a healer, you don't necessarily understand what's happening or where it's even coming from. And sometimes you get downloads that don't make sense to you in the beginning, but you know, you're open to them. And you step up and you say yes, and then, you know, you actually take the time and you put forth the effort to actually have this make sense for other people, and you put programs together so you can really spread the light. So we are all eternally grateful for people like you and for you, Amanda, for being here today and sharing this amazing healing with us. You know, and this information, this healing, these symbols, they're meant for people here. They're meant for all of us. So whoever's listening, it's meant for you. Maybe not right now, but maybe right now. You're meant to hear this. The vibration is now embedded in your being, and now this is knowledge and, you know, divine essence and intelligence that you're carrying with you. You're meant to hear this right now. Your heart is meant to receive the vibration right now. So thank you, everyone, for being here and for listening and being open to hear about these amazing modalities that literally are being downloaded to people like Amanda, and then ultimately through, you know, just a show like this, you know, the airwaves, you know, from Amanda to you. Beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful. Thank you so much again, Amanda. There I go, rambling on again.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Thank you for having me here. It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate, you know, the space you hold for the community and bringing all of us together so we can make these divine connections. You know, we're all an important piece of the puzzle of the awakening of the collective consciousness, and we all have a role to play. And for some of us, that role is simply to activate the points of light in the body and be the conduit of light. You know, that's plenty. And then when you go to the grocery store and you encounter people, you're shining that light and they're activating, right? And so, you know, I really, it's so important. People come to me and they think, oh, I've got to live this big purpose and I'm not fulfilling purpose. And it starts with really opening up to the light that you are. That's the place where it starts. And from there, allowing things to unfold. It's like Ian was saying earlier, you know, letting go of the concepts of the mind of what you think your journey is, because I'll tell you, I could not have anticipated mine, not in the way that it's unfolded. And it's been amazing. And so just being with the experience, when you're called to something, being bold and taking the steps to really feel that call and step into it and allow yourself to know that, you know, whatever you're going through, that support, that activation, that opening within your body to the light, that's what's going to shift you to the level of being that will allow you to have a whole new experience of life. And so with that, again, Ian, thank you so much for having me. I'm so thrilled to be able to share this with the community.
Absolutely. Well, Amanda, really appreciate having you on. Thank you, sweet soul, for being here. And everyone, if you are listening and you're reading, you have the opportunity to have those sacred spinning symbols downloaded into your being. So if that feels right to you, then certainly work with Amanda, and you can work with her through her offer, which is her program that she's made available, put together and made available for everyone today. So thank you again, Amanda. Much love. Namaste. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you, beautiful divine souls, beautiful souls. Thank you, every one of you, for being here, for listening in, and for being part of the wisdom community. Appreciate your essence. Appreciate your vibrations aligning to the higher frequencies and doing your part to grow. We're all doing our part to grow, and simply by being here, we are upgrading and up-leveling each other. Most of us know that, but sometimes we forget that simply by doing things like listening to shows like this or working with your community or whatever you do to raise your vibration, it raises all of our vibration and it makes a difference. Makes a difference on our planet and beyond. It makes a difference to people you might never, ever meet in this lifetime. All right, sweet souls, thank you so much for being here. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones, Ascended Masters, all those spoken and unspoken who are gathered here today to support us on our growth. Thank you so much for holding us in your beautiful, beautiful hands, for embracing us and sharing love and light. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.